From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama to deliver a major address on the Iran nuclear deal. The president is expected to deliver a major address Wednesday at American University, urging congressional approval of the international nuclear agreement reached with Iran to limit its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Congress has 60 days to review the pact. Mr. Obama is expected to call the decision by lawmakers the most consequential foreign policy debate since the decision to go to war in Iraq. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The president, as you've heard him say, will make clear that he believes that this effort to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon isn't just in the best interest of the United States, and it is. The president believes that it is in the national security interest of our closest ally in the region, Israel, to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon through diplomacy.
Meanwhile, reports indicate the Republican-led Congress will vote on rejecting the nuclear agreement when it reconvenes in September. The World Health Organization says Guinea and Sierra Leone each recorded just a single case of Ebola in the past week. Assistant Director General Bruce Aylward suggests the year-end goal of ending the epidemic is now within reach.
We have gone over the last 4 weeks from 30 cases to 25 to 7, and in the last week, 2 cases. That progress is real. The biggest risk now is unrealistic expectations. There are people thinking, oh, great, it's gone from 30 to 25 to 7 to 2. It will go to 0, to 1 and 0. It won't.
Aylward says tight surveillance and tracing contacts of infected people remain crucial, especially during the month's rainy season. The deadly virus has claimed more than 11,200 lives in the past 18 months. This is VOA News.